Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson. Y'all know today is New Year's Eve, honey. Yes, it is. It is Friday, December 31st, 2021, 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And y'all know the Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, got to push it up to my home team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Africa. They are in Zimbabwe, Kenya, and Nigeria. Do have some members in the UK and Germany. An honorary member in India, Karan Patori. Yes, yes, yes. Now, listen. I know we all on Facebook. I don't know what's going on Facebook. Everybody's saying, if you see me, leave a message. I'm like, yeah, okay, all right. Anyway, so I leave some of them a message. Say, hey, what's up? You know, and they like, they, you know, living next door in your best friend. Anyway, listen. While y'all over there on Facebook, you know, use the keyword to Fierce Spin Network. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so very much, my dearest. Listen, I got a special bad promotion still going on with Tina. He is sizzling hot. Listen, y'all, I'm still just flipping and tripping on his video, on his music video. Now, listen, it's after 6 p.m., so all the little cheering, you know, they over in the other room, so, you know, and they over there in the studio B. You know, I was telling you I had so much trouble out of Barton. Earlier, Cinderella was in here trying to do her little ballet dance, so listen, they over there, they ain't coming back, so now I can really tell y'all about this music video. I am telling you, it is hot. But before I get to that music video and his website, honey, listen to this song. It's called Ride On Me. Ride On Me, y'all take a listen. I really do enjoy the song, and I love it. It is phenomenal. We got a whole lot of flavor. And once again, it is radio ready, so it has been edited. So if you want to hear, you know, the real raw version, you got to go over to YouTube. But listen, this is Brian. I mean, y'all check it.
Baby, I'm horny, I wanna in the range, pouring the legs, stroking your heart like tonight in the neck. In your heart like I'm angry upset. Coming so hard like I'm winning a bet. Dripping so hard like I'm liking it wet. Feel like cardio, maybe a wet. Don't trip, no time, stay close. Through fishnets, eyes closed. Talk slow, swallow, nice toe. Open legs up, not close.
When you ride on me, slow grind on me.
Call me your daddy, you're my dirty girl. Call me your daddy, now swallow my pearl. Call me whatever, I'll fuck up your world. Call me tomorrow, f***ing like squirrels. No time to waste, I'm getting hot. Back of the truck, I hit that spot. Talking the fuck, now see what you got.
Come on down, you can ride on me.
Come around, you can grind on me.
Oh, when I'm around, you can shine on me.
When I'm gone, you can fly to me.
Come on down, you can ride on me.
Baby, you know you got it.
flow right on me. Y'all, listen here. Let me tell y'all something. I've been talking about Tina, and honey, he is really something to talk about. Do you hear me what I say? I want y'all to check out his website. It's TinaMusic.com, C-H-E-N-N-A, music.com. Y'all got to check it out. It's really, really, really fantastic. It is really, really hot. It is well put together. Now, listen, the only way y'all going to find out what I'm talking about is to go to the website. You know what I'm saying? So if you like music and you like to read about the artists, you got to go to the website, honey. TinaMusic.com. Yes, indeed. He's based in ATL. He's in ATL. You know what I mean? So listen, everything in ATL is really, really super fly, really, really delicious. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Y'all got to check it out. TinaMusic.com, TinaMusic.com. Now, listen, let me tell y'all about this music video. Oh, Lord, help me today. Now honey, when you get to the YouTube and you do a Google search, you know, a YouTube search, Ride On Me, and you arrive at the video, it is just like phenomenal. It's going to knock your eyeballs off. And listen, fellas, y'all, you know, I want y'all to put your eyeballs in your head, because when you see the video, I know your eyeballs is going to fall out. If you married and your lady and your wife is jealous, you know, just put them out the room. Put them out the room. Ladies, no disrespect, because you're going to see some naked booties, you know, in the video. So, ladies, if you got a problem with your husband or whatever, now ladies, don't frown up at me. Don't frown at me. I'm a real different kind of person, okay? So, listen, husbands, if your wives is jealous and all that, they can't stand you looking at a music video, okay? Put them out the room. Put your wife out the room. Just put them out the room. Oh, Lord, today. So, listen, I'm looking at the video, y'all. So, put them out the room to save you from any kind of trouble. Because, you know, I don't know what's wrong with some of these ladies. They're like, man, they ain't never seen no naked boobs. So, anyway, when you look at the video and he's singing the song, you know what I mean? You got the ladies doing what they do. Y'all know what dancers do. You act like you ain't never seen a dancer before. Okay, so I ain't like that. I ain't trying to pretend like I ain't never seen a dance, because I've seen plenty of dancers. Okay, anyway. When you look at this video, dancers, you got him singing a song, and then there's another lady that comes on the screen, but the makeup is really, really fashionable, it's really hot. It's really slick the way they did her makeup. It is like, woo, baby. And then you got him, you know, singing a song. It's a very sensual video. So y'all that likes that, you're really going to enjoy it. Let me tell you something. The video dropped 2 months ago, right? 2 months ago. So now this is the good stuff. 12,000 views, 12,000 views in 2 months. That's really, really good. Anybody that's in entertainment and music, especially independent artists, it is not easy. It is not easy to do this. Now, listen, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you this, okay? Artists, independent artists, let me tell you something. When you get started in music, I don't know why people think this stuff is going to happen overnight, because it ain't. Baby, it's your nothing. You ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen overnight unless you got a super, super bad song, you know, that's really, really, really bad. And everybody thinks that music is bad, and it ain't, okay? So anyway, you got to have a strategy. You got to have a strategy. If you really want to do music, you know, to the 10th and 100 level, you got to have a show enough strategy. You got to have some money put aside. Most independent artists, of course, do not have money set aside for strategy and publicity and media and all that kind of thing, the things that you need to really get you there, to push you to the next level. You need that. You need that. You need a street team behind you. So if you don't have the funds, which most of them don't, if you don't have funds behind you, build you a really, really good street team. And, of course, I don't mean get out on the street, because you ain't getting out on the street right about now. Now what's going on in the world? So anyway, you're going to build an online team that's going to support you and push your music. You're going to do promotions. You're going to do marketing online, of course. You're going to have a lot of different events online. You're going to do that, right? And so you can do other things, of course, that's not online, in a safe environment to push your career, right? And so you're going to have all those things. And first of all, you really do want to get a team. Get your team together online, because it's a team that's really going to drive you to success. You want to have that in place before you start, right? And I'm telling you, it's going to make a huge difference. You're going to have your tribe behind you. Even if you really don't have a lot of funds in your hand, in your pockets, to get a team or pay your team, whatever you're trying to do. What you want to do, if you do have some funds, you do want to have a PR person. That would be really great. You can find a great PR person that's not really acquiring or requiring a whole lot of money. They will do some work for you as far as getting you interviews. You want to get, you know, in the media. You want to get in the media online. You want to get your interviews done. There's a whole lot of, there's a ton of ways to get interviews on podcasts, radio shows. You can do that. You can get articles written. So you can totally get that. You can get people to blog about you. There's a lot of different ways to get your name out there, to create a buzz. It's all about, of course, creating a buzz. I guess I'm doing a music, you know, giving you some free publicity information on your music. But anyway, so, yeah, you want to get your buzz going. Once you get your buzz going on your music, it's going to take legs of its own because, you know, once you get into Google and your stuff is good, it's going to travel all over the place. You're not going to be able to stop it. So once you get that snowball effect going, it ain't going to be able to stop, honey. You're just going to be on your way. Now, listen, I got some good stuff for you. I got some good, let me give you a really great example. This particular song, let me see here. I got a good example for you. I'm going to play a song for you that's a smash hit material to give you a good idea. I'm going to play two. Two songs for you to give you a good idea of what it's like to have a smash hit single. This one is Bitcoin Billionaire. Bitcoin Billionaire. David Longoria. Okay, y'all know David Longoria is superstar material. Y'all know he's superstar all over Las Vegas, and he does a lot of shows everywhere. So he's hot. He's hot. He's hot. He's hot. Okay, so listen. This is Bitcoin Billionaire. Take a listen. Take a little listen.
People told me save your money, that will make you rich. But after saving all that scratch, I still have quite an itch. I don't want to work for my money, money works for me. I look beyond the stocks and bonds, and now I've found the key. Gonna be a Bitcoin billionaire. I'll buy myself some fancy clothes to wear. All the girls will say, he's hot. All the guys will wanna be me and have what I got. I'll be the envy everywhere when I'm a Bitcoin billionaire. I don't know how ones and zeros grow to all that dough, but now I'm watching my balance rising. Each now it's gone down. I got it low, so I'm not worried, it will be just fine. Bouncing back, well, it's climbing higher, my investment strategy is fire. I'm gonna be a Bitcoin billionaire, I'll buy myself some fancy clothes to wear. All the girls will say, he's hot. All the guys will wanna be me and have what I got. I'll be the envy everywhere when I'm a Bitcoin billionaire. Some fancy clothes to wear. All the girls will say, he's hot. All the guys will wanna see me and have what I got. I'll be the envy everywhere when I'm a Bitcoin billionaire. I'll be a Bitcoin billionaire. I'll be a Bitcoin billionaire. Bitcoin billionaire.
Yes, 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 yes. That's Bitcoin Billionaire by David Longoria. Now, let me tell you something. I'm doing a special promotion for Sheena. Honey, let me tell y'all something. He did not come to play, okay? He is in it to do it and to win it and to get it. I'm talking about the coins, baby. And I'm telling you. His video is really, really phenomenal. And so I want y'all to take a look at his channel on YouTube. On the real. You really do. Listen, this stuff is really, really put together. Check out his YouTube channel. It is Sheena Official Music Video, right? C-H-E-N-N-A. That's the way you spell his name. Is C-H-E-N-N-A, Sheena. And it is really, really the bomb. I was looking at his music video for Trumpet. It's really phenomenal. His delivery is so great. It's so wonderful. And it's perfection. You know what I'm saying? It's not put together, you know, like at home. You know, I can't stand. It's one thing to be able to, you know, do things at home. Now, listen. I'm not making light of anything about producing material at home or whatever, because a lot of people, of course, have a studio at home. You know what I mean? But the thing is, you want it to come across professional and polished, right? Now, listen. Now, I have done things. Now, when I was first starting out doing videos, things like that, of course, they didn't look like I was filming or somebody was filming it for me. It looked like I was filming it. You know what I mean? And I didn't like that. I didn't like that look because you got to, you know, protect your brand. Things have evolved. This was way, it's about 12 years ago before we got into the branding and all these things. So now, you know, of course, you want your brand to have a certain image. You know, artists, you know, you got to protect your brand. You don't want to be hooked up with somebody that's real spammy or whatever. Now, let me tell you something. I pretty much out of time. You know, and so I want to say this, you know, artists or whoever, what type of business that you have that you're doing online, you want to make sure that the people that you're connected with is really what they say they are. Vet them. I vet pretty much everybody that I'm connected to, online or offline. I really do. I vet the hell out of people. I vet the pretty hell out of people. Yes, I do. I be looking up under their clothes. I look up under their pillow. I'm coming to your house. I'm looking up under the bed. Yes, I am. I'm coming to look like SWAT. You're going to think I'm part of the FBI team. Oh, yes, I do. Because, honey, these people is really like roaches out here, and everybody is thirsty. So it's a lot going on. You got to know who you're doing business with. You know what I'm saying? Now, listen, I ain't going to call nobody out. Just here recently, about a month or two ago, this one young lady, you know, I was talking to her, doing business with, and she looked like a pristine businesswoman. I'm going to say this, and then I got to go because I'm out of time. She looked like a pristine businesswoman, and she was going to do an interview. Okay, she's going to do an interview. She was doing a full spread. She got a magazine. She got TV channel. She got all this stuff going. I was checking. I said, oh, wow, this is really phenomenal, right? And so anyway, I looked at her channel. It looked really great. Everything was put together really good. I looked at the magazine. It was really wonderful. Well, let me tell you this. Let me fast forward this story. I started sending in my material for the magazine, things like that, and it was taking her a long time to get back to me. I said, what's going on? And, of course, you know, she asked for a donation. It was like $65 for a donation. I gave her $65. And when did she start dragging her feet and whatnot? I said, well, what in the world? You know what I mean? I said, well, maybe, you know, things, she's really busy. You know, I started looking at Facebook and checking it out. And she started telling me these excuses. Well, I'm so sorry, Miss Fierce, but I have some domestic problems. She started telling me she had domestic problems. She told me she was bipolar. You know, and I hate to, I really do need to get her name out. But, honey, I went to the Better Business Bureau. Lo and behold, somebody else was complaining about her. You know, and I just say, listen, lady, listen. This whole thing is just off because I'm not going to be in your magazine and do nothing else with you, okay? I say, this whole deal is over with, canceled. You know what I'm saying? And she was telling me all this stuff. I'm telling you, I wanted to just blast her to the moon and back. Telling you, I got PayPal all up in her business, all up in her Kool-Aid. I said, listen, y'all hunt this woman down. You know, I'm just like that. That's just where I am. I will hunt you down and chop you up. Yes, I will. Okay, so anyway, Y'all, that's my consumer affairs, you know, part of me. That's what I do, consumer affairs. That's what I do. So anyway, I am out of time. My babies, it has been a stone cold blast on today. And Mr. Tina, I got to give hats off to you, honey, because you are really, really super bad and you are going places. I know you are going places with your music. Keep on doing what you do. Keep on putting the quality. He's putting quality, quality, quality music out there, quality videos, and I just love it. It is phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. All right, now, I'm out of time, my babies. I got to get on up out of here.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it. Hold up. Now listening to the